Next patient is Dragon Joseph. That is Dragon is D, D as in David, D-R-A-G-O-N-E, Dragon. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, date of birth is 5-10-1966, date of visit is 8-28-25. Please make copy for Dr. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts, M.D., P-O-T-T-S, M.D. The next paragraph, dear Richard, thank you for sending Joseph Dragon for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 59-year-old male who has had shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. Was treated for an episode of pneumonia while in Connecticut this past June. Period. The patient was treated with a course of antibiotics and also had a chest CT done on 8/20/25. And the CT chest showed a stable 6 millimeter parietal lobe nodule and a stable 2 millimeter lower lobe nodule, as well as a nodular density in the right lung base measuring 2.3 by 0.9 centimeter compared to 3 by 1 centimeter on a prior chest CT period. There was a new adjacent 1.2 centimeter nodular density in the right lung posteriorly and a tiny nodular density measuring 1.7 centimeter and decreased in size from 2 centimeter. There was mild coronary artery calcifications. Further follow-up was recommended. The patient has a history of smoking over 2 packs per day for 40 years, but has quit. He coughs up thick mucus, denies mastitis, has had no weight loss, denies fever, chills, and denies night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history includes history of COPD, history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and he has had multiple surgeries in the past, including foot surgery and history for lumbar disc surgeries with the laminectomy, and also had a rectal abscess drained. He has had carpal tunnel release of both wrists, and he does have hypertension. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 40 years, and alcohol use quite regular, moderate. Next, family history. Father died of lung cancer, and mother died of CHF. Next, medlist, duloxetine 60 milligrams BID, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms 2 puffs BID, albuterol 2 puffs PRN. Next, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. He has heartburn and rectal bleeding. Denies constipation or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations, but has leg swelling. He has depression and anxiety. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. Denies sore throat or dizziness or blackouts. He has had fatigue and weight gain and no cataracts or glaucoma. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and no seizures and numbness of the extremities and no blackouts. He has skin rash. And and depression. Next, physical exam. This obese middle-aged white male, alert, pale. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also included history for obstructive sleep apnea, for which he has a CPAP machine at home. Next paragraph. Let's say, continuing physical exam. This obese white male, alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 248, saturation 94. HUNT are non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supplement, bruisional lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and bad sounds diminished at the periphery. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with the chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Number 2 is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is history of hypertension. Number 4 was obstructive sleep apnea. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. And number 6, hyperlipidemia. The next plan, the patient has been advised to get a PET CT. To evaluate the lung nodules and advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He will be using an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, in addition to Symbicort, 2 puffs BID. Weight loss was discussed. He was also urged to use his CPAP mask nightly. And a copy of his sleep study will be requested. A follow-up visit will be arranged here in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts, M.D., P-O-T-T-S, M.D. Thank you.